I'm just going to add another audio bit at the moment because I'd like just to say something, which is basically thank you and apologise. I might occasionally have in blogs or posts or this said bad things about the neighbours. And then yesterday, something absolutely fantastic turned up about one of the neighbours. And I really want to therefore apologise publicly to those of you who might ever secretly have read stuff that I have said terribly or nastily about them. For those of you who followed our story, you might remember about 2-3 years ago, the flat was broken into. And this was a very upsetting moment. And it sort of preys on Maria's mind quite a lot. Whenever we go out, she's sort of like worried whether the flat gets broken into. And part of the problem about the Disney trip was we were going to have to leave the car parked in a strange area from 5 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock the next morning, and whether that got stolen. But also, we wouldn't be in the flat. And so she mentioned to the guy who lives downstairs the fact that we were going to Disney, and if he could just keep a little eye out, you know, on the flat in case anything went wrong. And we hoped that nothing would go wrong. I tried to, since the burglary, obviously, we've put more bolts and bars on the door to lock up. And, of course, since the burglary, we've got all new neighbours around us. So the building's quite full, and it should therefore have been really safe. When we came back, the coach went past where we'd parked the car, because we didn't park the car near the school, because it's quite an open area. We actually parked it in a residential area, and the car was there, so there was a moment of cheering. We got rid of all the kids. They went home with their parents. We drove to a taco stand, bought tacos, and then drove home. And we decided to be very, very quiet so we wouldn't disturb the neighbours, just in case. So we were actually tiptoeing up the stairs to the flat and had only just started to open the door. And he came straight out of his door in pyjamas and dressing gown and slippers and went, "Okay, it's just you. Everything's all right. I've kept an ear out, checked. Nothing went wrong. Hope you had a good time." And then went back into his flat. And he sort of stood there, open mouth, thinking, "Oh my God, that is the really nicest thing that anybody's done." Is the fact is, there were we worrying on and off our minds whether anything's happening in the flat. And it appears that basically he stood sentry over the door for us. We just mentioned that he'd gone. So if at any stage I have ever, ever said anything nasty about the man who lives in flat number 2.
I now
apologise terribly, and I would like to say he's absolutely fantastic. And as far as I'm concerned, the next time he gets drunk and starts playing that bloody awful mariachi music at 4 o'clock in the morning, I for one will be down there singing with him. That's a lie,
by
the way.
She won't be singing. Oh. We'll give him some tequila.
I will be lying here in bed swearing at him and hating him and probably preparing an audio boo to slag him off one more time. But just in case, you can then remind me later that, no, he was the guy who looked after the flat when we were in Disney. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.